Hello, welcome to The Update. I'm Susie Thompson. A candlelight vigil has been held at Bondi Beach for victims of the Bondi Junction tragedy. Six people were killed and 12 others injured during the attack at the Westfield Shopping Centre on the 13th of April. Speaking at the event, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese paid tribute to those who put their own lives on the line to try to stop the attacker.
We think of Inspector Amy Scott, who ran towards danger. The security guards who made that same courageous choice. The first responders who acted with such speed and skill. And the everyday people who could never have imagined they would face such a moment.
Meantime, a man remains on the run after a stabbing at High Point Shopping Centre in Melbourne's southeast. It's understood two male teenagers got into a physical altercation where the attacker pulled a knife on the other. The victim remains in hospital in a serious but stable condition. A federal senator warns Brisbane could be headed for an Olympics catastrophe if it doesn't start making progress now. A Senate inquiry into the Brisbane preparations slammed the inaction and political infighting for the River City 2032 Games. Bridget McKenzie says it will be an international embarrassment if work isn't done soon.
We don't want it to be Rio. We don't want it to be sort of a third world approach. We are the best in the world and we need to start acting like it.
And the US has approved a $60 billion military package for Ukraine. Russia is warning America that it's wading deeper into a war that will end in humiliation, drawing comparisons to Vietnam and Afghanistan. Sport and entertainment are next. In sport, the Sharks remain on top of the NRL ladder after seven rounds following last night's 42-6 thumping of North Queensland. Sharks lock Cameron McInnes says they outplayed their rivals with a straightforward game plan.
Our second half there, we took a little while to get going, but once we did, that's what we can do. So very proud of the boys. It's simple footy, but it takes discipline to do it.
Earlier, the Bulldogs took down the Knights 36-12. And in AFL, Sydney's defeated Gold Coast by 53 points at the SCG, while the Hawks have had their first win of the season, beating North Melbourne by 45. In entertainment news, David Beckham is suing actor Mark Wahlberg over a fitness deal, which has left him almost $16 million Australian dollars out of pocket. The English football legend says the Hollywood star duped him into working with F45 and claims he lost the cash because stocks promised to him were withheld until the share prices plummeted. And the Bluey mystery continues with the ABC airing a secret episode just 1 week after The Sign sparked panic that the series could be over. The surprise saw Bluey and Sister Bingo make their dad play two different games at the same time yesterday morning. And that is the latest from the Nova podcast team. We'll see you later on for another update. I'm Susie Thompson.